95 and 1340 KIJV.
Back at the Watertown Stadium, I'm Jeff Duffy with Dave Corcoran. Oh, I see Hemrick is out now. I just noticed that Hemrick is in street clothes now. So Hemrick, that's why we've been seeing all this action with Pitkin, is because Hemrick is out. So all of a sudden, Watertown getting some injuries. Spencer Wench, is he's still down with the trainer working on him, and it almost looks like there's a crowd around him, so I can't tell, but almost looked like a knee. And my guess is we won't see him for the rest of the night. We aren't going to see Hemrick the rest of the night as well. Like I said, I just noticed Hemrick is now in sweats and has the pads off, so Pitkin going the rest of the way. Here's the punt by Watertown, line drive punt. Going to roll and get a decent Watertown roll up to about the 32-yard line. So about a 26, 18, 44-yard punt on the line drive there by Watertown. But Huron will get the ball. One timeout left, I believe, for Huron. It is, and 29 seconds to work with. Well, I guess we have seen a couple of things that's going to make Watertown hold their breath here. They still got a half to play, and maybe without both those guys. First and 10 Huron from their own 32-yard line. Huron's got one timeout to work with, so if you're trying to score, you got to get down the field quick. Linemen got to hold their blocks. We have a slot left. Pistol formation on first and 10 from the 32-yard line. And here's the flare out to the far side. That's Juergens. Comes back middle of the field. He's up to about the 35. Didn't get a lot out of that. And is Huron using their last timeout here?
McNeil's pass.
They're stopping the clock, I'll say that.
Gain 3 yards before he's tackled by number four.
And it is a timeout on the field. 20 seconds to go in the first half. 28-0 Watertown. We'll take a community campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
In 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And we're back here in Watertown. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. 11 AA scores. Pierre leads Spearfish into the third quarter, 37-12. Brookings at halftime leads Tieria, 23-13. Halftime Yankton, 13. Aberdeen, 0. Second and 7 for Huron from the 35-yard line. Huron now out of timeouts. Slot right, one receiver left. Empty backfield for McNeil, straight drop. Floats a bit to the right. Now he's under pressure, still looking. Going to throw a short pass complete to Pori. She gets out of bounds. It is a short game, but he does stop the clock up to about the 38-yard line. And that'll be a gain of 3. And it'll be 3rd and 4 for Huron from the 38-yard line. Now, Wenches is up and walking. He hasn't taken his pads off yet, but he was also bending down a few times like he was still feeling some pain. 3rd and 4 Huron from the 38-yard line with 13 seconds to go in the first half. Watertown looks like there is a four-man rush. Straight drop, some time for McNeil. Still looking, and he'll just throw it away with 6 seconds left. And that will make it fourth down, and, well, basically time for one play, and Huron will bring the punt unit in. If you're Watertown, you have no reason to even put anybody back deep, I would think. Just come and see if you can do the all-out block and make something happen there. So Porish will kick on fourth down.
Anderson Porish.
And 4 from the 38-yard line. Watertown does not put anybody back. Well, they know Porish is also a quarterback, so they may be thinking fake as well. So to get the kickoff, your Watertown's just probably going to let it roll, and the half will come to an end. Waiting for the snap. Long snap here. I guess, yeah, if they would have flinched. And not much of a rush, and Porish will get into it. Nobody's back to receive it. And it spins sideways inside the 20, down to the 16-yard line. And that will be the end of the first half with Watertown up 28-0. You're on Community Campus Timeout of 2 minutes. We'll return here to Watertown for halftime. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
At Olympic Chevrolet in Huron, count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call us at 605-352-6411. See them at 504th Street Northeast in Huron or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
Playing the game means bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Hofer and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
KIJV. It's Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Good evening, I'm Jeff Duffy with Dave Corcoran. We're back here at Watertown Stadium. The Arrows in control, up 28-0 at halftime. Big plays, three of their four touchdowns covered 48 yards or more. And Huron just has not been able to get a lot going on offense, and defense has really struggled to stop the Arrows tonight. It is 8 minutes after 8 o'clock. KIJV, AM, FM in Huron. We'll get to the stats coming up. But Corky, you know, we talked about it, and Crow Strand talked about it. We could not afford a quick start by Watertown, but boy, you know, a minute 37, they had the 48-yard run. Then midway through the first quarter, a 67-yard pass, and, you know, we just never recovered.
Well, they're so explosive, and when they hit on those big plays like that, that kind of takes the wind out of your sails. Then we have to regroup quickly. And we're just behind the eight ball now. We've got a lot of work ahead of us.
You know, we've been playing a little conservatively on offense at times, but, you know, we have been able to get a little run going and a few short passes there. But outside of the trick play on the Porish pass to Elwine, we just haven't been able to get the big bang plays here, so to speak. And, you know, we do get the ball to start the second half. We'll see if they try to do something funny with the kickoff. Bottom line is, you know, you just can't give Watertown this much room, and now you got some work to do.
Well, exactly. They don't need this much help, you know, and we gave it to them, lot to work with here, and they're just solid on both sides of the ball. The defense, they're bend a little bit, but, you know, they don't break. And they really put a lot of hats on the ball when they tackle. They make you earn every inch that you're getting. And they just making it tough for us to do anything.
Halftime again, 28-0 here on. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. An 11-AA, Piers in control. They lead Spearfish 40-12. Halftime, Brookings 23, T-Area 13. Halftime, Yankton 13, Aberdeen 0. 11 AAA, two finals, Lincoln 44, Rapid City Central 0, Harrisburg 63, Roosevelt 6. Early fourth quarter, Brandon Valley 35, Sioux Falls, Washington 6. And halftime, Jefferson leads O'Gorman 17-0. In 11A, halftime, Lennox 27, Canton 0. Halftime, Sioux Falls Christian 28, Rapid City Christian 8. Halftime, Del Rapids 14, Dakota Valley 0. Halftime, West Central 14, Madison 0. In 11B, your phone works much better than mine does on this. Sioux Valley has defeated Mobridge 41-7. Winner has shut out Woonsocket, Westington Springs, Sanborn Central 44-0. Elk Point Jefferson 41, Clark Willow Lake 8. That's late in the game. And midway through the fourth quarter, Mount Vernon Plankinton 34, St. Thomas Moore 25. Moving to a 9AA. Elkton Lake Benton leads Hanson 19-14, third quarter. Late first half, Parkston 18, Leola Frederick 6. Late first half, Hamlin 28, Viberg Hurley 14. Halftime, Freeman, Marion, Freeman Academy, and they made the long road trip. Right now they lead Hill City 22-6. In 9A, there we go. In 9A, it's a final now. Woolsey Westington has advanced to the semifinals. They defeat Dupree 56-28. Howard has shut out Ipswich 54-0. Halftime, Warner 23, Phillip 0. Midway through the second quarter, Wall leads Castlewood 37-6. So I imagine right now, Woolsey Westington has the long road trip looming to Wall next Friday in the semifinals. And in 9B, one final they had in, they played in the afternoon. Del Rapids St. Mary 36, Kadoka 0. Late in the game, Sully Buttes 28, Corsica Stickney 6. Early second half, Avon and Canastota are tied at 8. And late first half, Fulton and Coleman Egan are tied at 14. That's all the scores here, and that's your Hertz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. 28-0, Watertown leads at the half. We'll take another Huron Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes and run down our halftime stats on Dakota Sports.
Is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial color, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Godfather's Pizza of Huron offers dine-in, carry-out, or fast delivery every day of the week. For delivery or carry-out, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza, give them a call, 352-6925.
As your child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porsche a call today. See the best.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Once again, back at Watertown Stadium, I'm Jeff Duffy with Dave Corcoran at the half. Watertown leads Huron 28-0. Watertown on the opening drive. It took four plays. They did not get a first down. They had a third and about two, if I remember right. And Spencer Wenches took it 48 yards to Howell straight up the middle. I'm not sure he was even touched. And a minute 37 in, Watertown was up 7-0 after the extra point kick from Riley Fisher. Next time Watertown got the ball, Huron actually drove down inside the 30-yard line at one point, but then gave it up on downs, and then it was a 67-yard touchdown pass to Mitch Olson. And right now I'm not sure which quarterback was in there at that time, because I'm not sure when the starting quarterback, Himrick, went out with the injury. But Mitch Olson, a 67-yard touchdown pass, extra point good, 14-0. By the end of the first quarter, Marcus Pitkin was in for the Watertown Arrows. He scored on a two-yard run, actually the first play of the second quarter. And it was 21-0, and then Wenches added his second touchdown run of the game after a Huron punt, 80-yard touchdown run midway through the second quarter. That wrapped the up the scoring for the first half, 28-0. Watertown at halftime. Watertown really hasn't run a lot of offensive plays. They've run a total of 16 plays, according to my score sheet. Then, well, 17 if you include the, or 18 if you include the fumble and also the one penalty they had. Trayton Himrick ran the ball three times for 5 yards, left the game by the end of the first quarter. Marcus Pitkin came in at quarterback. He carried three times for 24 yards and a touchdown. Spencer Wenches, three carries and 137 yards and had the two long touchdowns. And Marcus Fossum had one carry for 1 yard. Throwing the ball, the Watertown quarterbacks, 3 of 5 for 86 yards. Two first downs in the game for Watertown. That's just because they scored on the big plays. For the Huron Tigers, Huron had 38 yards on the ground and 53 through the air. Colt McNeil ran the ball four times for 14 yards. Landon Hulst, 11 carries for 31 yards. Bubba Peterson, 2 carries for 1 yard. Huron passing, McNeil, 6 of 17 for 29 yards. Anderson Porish, 1 of 1 for 24 yards. Huron, 4 first downs in the first half. Huron, I think, will have a time of possession advantage. I haven't figured the whole thing out, but I can guarantee Huron has a time of possession advantage, probably about double of Watertown, around 16 to 8, just kind of eyeballing it here. But bottom line is, Watertown on those big plays, in some ways, has been, you weren't there, but it was reminiscent of that opener against Yankton, where they were just getting big plays on 2 and 3 play drives and just kind of ran away and hid.
Well, if you can do that, I mean, it makes it tough on the defense. So the Tigers were behind, you know, right out of the get-go. So, I mean, you got to play a lot of catch-up and not a lot of time to do it.
And for Watertown, the concerns we will watch. Again, I assume that the starting quarterback, Himrick, is done, as he was had his pads off and was wearing sweatpants. And then Wenches got injured there late in the first half, and they looked at an ankle or knee at one point. He did not come back in for that last possession by Huron, but he, at least at that point, he hadn't taken his pads off. We'll take a check on that. But I think at this point, precautionary, you may not want to put him in if you don't have to here in the second half. Watertown back on the field. We're about 5 minutes away from the start of our second half. It's Watertown 28, Huron 0. Huron Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Provides USDA certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production, balancing biology with fertility. They offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Sea Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
ProClean Plus offers epoxy floor coating for garages, basements, and outdoor patios. for all its commercial and industrial spaces. Call 605-352-5776 to get a free estimate. Let the pros at ProClean Plus help you get a great-looking, durable surface with the epoxy flooring. Locally owned and operated, visit them at 201 Market Street East. Or check out their website at ProCleanPlus.net. ProClean Plus is a proud sponsor here on Tiger Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Ready to go with the second half here on Tigers trailing Watertown 28-0. Both teams back on the field and will be kicked off here again in about 2.5 minutes. And Huron will get the second half kickoff. And I do see Winches is still dressed. And I saw him putting his gloves on there, so he might at least start the second half here. But again, this is the time of year where, you know, you don't want to gamble with injuries either. And when you're up by four touchdowns right now, Watertown, two things here. You just don't want to let Huron get back into the game. And you want to stay healthy for that semifinal next week as long as you can put this one away. And right now they're in position to do so. But, again, they really haven't hardly missed a beat with Marcus Pitkin going in at quarterback whenever that was in the first quarter when Hemrick came out.
Oh, they're doing exactly what a great job they're doing. You know, so I mean, like I say, nothing. They hadn't lost a thing there. And maybe he gets a little more option, you know, like the running part of it or something like that. I don't know. But they're doing a great job what they got right there.
So getting set for the second half, Huron will receive the kickoff, as I said. And it's like they'll get it from the east end. This is east and west, isn't it? Seems like it to me anyway.
To me, that's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, so Huron would be going towards the end zone that's in the infield dirt. Oh, I didn't do the tackles. Give me that. Watertown tackles in the first half, led by Braden Kleinsaucer with four. Nathan Briggs had four as well, three with two assists for Caden Decker. For the Huron Tigers, three tackles, one assist for Bubba Peterson, two tackles, one assist for Colby Ofer. Sean Messamore had two tackles, one assist, Oakley Anderson, two tackles for Charlie Martin. So nobody has real big defensive stats here at the half, so we'll get set to go here with the second half, and unless we had a big rally. Huron's looking at the end of their season in the right in front of them right now. Huron will receive the ball from the east end zone to begin the second half. It's like all the kicks have been going. It seems like almost all year the kicks have been going to Bubba Peterson, even though we always have two guys back there, and that's been the case here tonight as well. Leonard will kick the ball away for, or Fisher, excuse me, will kick the ball away for Watertown. Again, no wind to speak of here tonight, so the weather really not an issue, and actually it's been comfortable up here.
It's not really cold.
I really didn't need to bring my stocking cap. I just could have wore my regular hat here, but I just thought I was going to be colder than this.
Well, if it had been normal like they were saying, it probably would have been.
So here's the kick. We start the second half, and Peterson will run up on it at the 17-yard line, right ash, 25, 30, and past the 30, then swung down up to about the 34-yard line, and that's where the Huron Tigers will take over first and 10 to start the second half. Kind of a line drive kick, and Peterson took advantage of that. First and 10 Huron from the 34-yard line. Huron comes out in the pistol. Holst is behind McNeil. Three receivers left, one right. No tight ends. Now we do the shift, and now we do have two tight ends on the shift here on first and 10. Little motion from Hofer. Hand off straight ahead, and that's Holst following Hofer. Breaks one tackle, then gets brought backwards. Hole was there briefly, but then, boy, it closed up quickly. Gain of one on the play. For Holst, it'll be second and 9 from the 35-yard line. Just started with the second half. Huron with the opening possession of the third quarter. Watertown in control, up 28-0. We'll go slot right, Porish wide to the left. And here comes motion, both are more of a shift with Hofer and Juergens both shifting to the left. Second and long, roll out to the left for McNeil, looking, strings it out. He'll throw a short pass complete for a gain of about three or four. Kept the play alive with his legs, and believe, can't tell if that was McNeil caught by...
pass complete to number five, Mason.
Oh, it was Mason Juergens. I could not tell who made that catch on the sideline. And that'll be a gain of four. It'll be third and five for Huron from the 39-yard line. Just underway in the second half. Huron with the opening drive of the third quarter. We'll go pistol eye with Elwine left, Porish right. Now the shift comes to the right. Now we're just in the pistol on third and five. And handoff. No, keeping it is McNeil, but... That was snuffed out completely. He'll be dropped for a loss back at the 36. Did not fool Mitch Olson or Caden Decker. Decker made the play, but if he hadn't, Olson was right there. That time they were expecting that, a loss of three on the play, and it's going to be third and seven, and Porish will be in the punt here on fourth down. And Brody Randall back deep to receive for the Arrows. As Porish will kick inside his own 25. Snap is there. Nice high kick again, and Randall drifts to the right. He's going to let it bounce. Takes a bit of sideways roll inside the 30, and they're just bound it there, down it there at about the 28. About a 37-yard punt for Porish. And Watertown with the ball, first and 10. See where they're going to put that at. They're going to put it at the 27-yard line. 9:36 to go in the third quarter. 28-0, Watertown leading. Arrows will have it first and 10 at the 28. Arrows have the I formation. Winches is in there at fullback on first and 10. Headed off to the tailback, though, bouncing it out to the left. Fossum, he'll be drugged down from behind by Oakley Anderson. Did get it up to about the 34-yard line. Gain of six on the play. It'll be second down and four. Now, Fossum, the starting running back, but that's on my score sheet. That's just his second carry of the night. Second and four from the 34-yard line, Watertown Arrows. Arrows' first possession of the second half, and now we have a whistle, and they're going to tell the left tackle he has to come off the field. He didn't have his knees covered. And the official sent him off to readjust his equipment. Second and four. Going to roll it to the right. Pitkin looking to throw. He's got a man wide open, but deflected, nearly picked by Bubba Peterson. He did have a man open there with Nathan Briggs, but undercut by Peterson, and he knocked it away. Really had a chance to make the pick, too. Third and four, Watertown from their own 34-yard line. We're just underway in the second half. Watertown up 28-0, quarterfinal of the 11-AA playoffs. Arrows from the near hash. It's like they'll stay in that I formation. As Pitkin under center on third and four. Pitkin hands it off. It does hand off and nothing doing. The loss on the play back at the 30. Nolan Staley was there second. On the bottom of the pile was Colby Hofer. Hofer started it and Staley finished it for the Tigers. Going to be a loss of three on the play for Fossum. And Watertown will punt the ball for a second time. Bubba Peterson is back deep to receive. Believe that's Decker. That's the punter. No, that's not Decker, but he does punt it anyway. Angles off to the right. Peterson lets it roll and just kind of dies right where it landed at the 37-yard line. Huron gets the three and out. And Tigers will take the ball back with 8:10 to go in the third quarter. Watertown 28, Huron 0. And Huron with the ball, first and 10 at their own 37-yard line. The defense did their job there. Now offense, seem to get something moving here on first and 10. And here comes that tight end shift. Been doing this much of the game. Really haven't seen that before this year or this game. Pistol formation, and it's Hulst up the middle. Barely got the handoff to him. He tries to break it out to the right and gets drugged down from behind by Hawk for a loss.
That didn't look good from the start.
Yeah, it looked like they barely made connections on the handoff. And Hulst went in the middle and then tried to bounce it out, but Hawk, the SDSU recruit, was able to come down there from his nose position and took care of business. It'll be second and 12 for Huron from the 35-yard line. Shotgun for McNeil. Here comes the tight end shift. Go to basically a double tight end. Or tight end in a wing. Straight drop for McNeil. Looks near side. Juergens has it, but again, very little gain on the play coming across the field. Caden Decker able to knock him out as soon as he caught it. Gets a yard on the play. It'll be third and 11 for Water for Huron from the 36-yard line. Nearing 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Neither team has scored here in the second half. Each team's had basically a three and out. And Huron faced with a third and 11 at their own 36-yard line. Clock rolling, 6:48 to go in the third quarter. Porish is wide left. Elwine to the near side to me. Pistol formation on third and long. Tight end shift. And McNeil from the pistol. Here comes the blitz. Got to get rid of it and throws it up the middle. They wanted the screen, but the blitz came in so fast off that right side from Decker. McNeil could not wait for the screen to develop. They're trying to get it in the middle there to Colby Holfer. Incomplete fourth down, and Huron will punt the ball back to Watertown. Again, Randall is back deep to receive for the Arrows. Porish will punt from the 36. 36. Snap on target. Here comes the rush up the middle, but Porish did get it off. Going to be tracked down at the 26-yard line. Randall's not going to get much off of that. Almost got blocked and then almost had some contact there too. So Arrows will get the ball back on the punt.
Sean Mesimore making the initial stop for the Tigers. The Arrows will take over.
34-yard punt for Porish with 6:16 to go in the third quarter. Watertown up 28-0. Arrows set up at their own 30-yard line. And in the shotgun on the first and 10 for Pitkin. Pitkin wants to pass off the play action, looks near side, the pass complete, and almost broke away. Juergens was able to get enough of Briggs to make it a short gain, about 5 yards up to the 35. You have two guys here on the near side of the field that were open, and Juergens came flying in and got just enough of Briggs to hold that to a 5-yard gain. It'll be second down and 5 from the 35-yard line. Arrows again, backup quarterbacks went most of the night here with Marcus Pitkin, but he's done a nice job running the offense for the purple and gold. They'll go back to the offset eye on second down and 5. The pitch going to get it off to Fossum, right side, comes up the right hash past the 35 and finally knocked down at about the 37 for a gain of 2. Porish was in on the stop for Huron. Third and 3 for Watertown. From third and 3 from the 36-37 yard line. Actually, thought he got a little further upfield than that. We'll take that spot. 5 minutes to go in what's been a very quick-paced third quarter so far. 28-0, Watertown leading, and the Arrows face a third and three from the 37-yard line on their end of the field. Shotgun for Pitkin. Straight drop, looking to pass. Throws over the middle. Man wide open as he finds Olsen, and he's loose down the middle of the field off to that right pylon. Touchdown. Wide open over the middle. Touchdown for Olsen. 63 yards, and Watertown goes up 34-0 with the extra point pending. Boy, he was wide open on that deep post.
Oh, beautiful.
And was never touched. 67-yard touchdown pass, 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. And Watertown goes up 34-0 with the extra point pending for Riley Fisher. Watertown gets the first score here of the second half. Go up 34-0. Snap is there. The kick is up. The kick is good. 35-0 Watertown. 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. You're on community campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Adams Quick Lube is your go-to place for convenient, reliable oil changes. Fast, easy, no-pressure oil changes for your family's vehicle. No appointment needed. See them at 1159 Dakota Avenue North or give Adam a call at 352-9325. Adams Quick Lube also has tire repair, batteries, and filters. Locally owned and open at 8 a.m. every day except Sundays. Trust your family vehicle with Adams Quick Lube. 1159 Dakota Avenue North, Adams Quick Lube is a proud sponsor of Tiger Sports.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Well, Watertown hits on a big play again. Their touchdowns have come at long distances. Of their five touchdowns, four have been the shortest of those four long touchdowns, 48 yards. They've exploited Huron on the big play, and they lead here now 35-0. I think that will take us now to the running clock here for the rest of the game, unless Huron gets it back within less than 20. Here's the kick going to go way over Bubba Peterson's head. And Huron will have it first and 10 at the 20-yard line. So 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. And here, and yep, we are on the running clock now as the clock starts before Huron snaps it. So first and 10 from the 20-yard line, Huron Tigers. Shift by the tight ends. Pistol formation for McNeil. Hulst behind him. Hulst with the handoff up the middle. Breaks through. He's got some room. And best run of the night for the Huron Tigers and Landon Hulst. He's going to get 11 yards going straight up the middle. Had some patience that time, found an open hole, and Huron has their first down of the second half.
First and 10 at their own 32-yard line.
So first and 10 Huron from the 31-yard line. And handoff again, Hulst up the middle, trying to find some room, not much, maybe gets the 35. With a little second effort, a purple swarm on top of Hulst making the tackle. Bottom of the tackle is probably for Jeremiah Schulte. Gain of 3 on the play, second and 7 from the 35-yard line here on Tigers. Pistol formation again with almost a pistol eye here is Hofer in a blocking back position. Third straight carry, Hulst up the middle and gets swung down after a short gain by Sawyer Knopf, number 50. Gain of 2 yards on the play. It'll be third and 5 for Huron at the 37-yard line. We're late third quarter now. Watertown up 35-0 in control. Rosie of Huron puts the ball in the air here on third and five from the 37. Stay in the pistol. Elwine right, Porish tight to the formation left on the third and five. And Huron trying to draw him off. Now there is the snap. Pitch back to Hulse, taking it to the far side of the field. Turns the corner, skips forward, and going to be close, but it looks like just short of the first down. Going to be fourth and maybe one or so. Check it out. It is fourth down as he's up to the 41, needed the 42, so a gain of four for Hulse. Fourth and one. No reason to not go for it, I guess, if you're the Huron Tigers. Fourth and one at your own 41-yard line. Inside a minute 40 to go here in the third quarter. In the pistol, a hole for the blocking back, and late snap there, and Hull's going to put the head down. He's got the first down, spins forward up to the 47. Looks like everybody wasn't on the same page there. The snap may have came early, but it still works. We move the sticks and another first down for Huron. Up to the 48-yard line, gain of 7 for Hulst. And first and 10 for Huron at their own 48-yard line. 47 now, they just moved it back a yard. And I do believe Watertown does have a lot of second-string defenders in there now. So we're inside a minute to go in the third quarter. Here comes motion, that's Juergens. He'll take the pitch. He's following Hulst, turns up the corner. Nothing doing. He's going to lose a yard or two. Flag comes in at the end of the play. That was pretty much after the tackle was made. It's going to be a loss of one or two for Juergens, but we'll check out the penalty marker first. Again, he was pretty much down when that flag came out from the white hat behind the play. And they are going to walk this off on Watertown. Might have been a face mask. Yep, face mask, so that will give Huron a first down, three first downs this possession. Second penalty, 30 yards on Watertown. We have not had a lot of penalty markers tonight. First and 10, Huron in Watertown territory. From the 40-yard line, it'll be first and 10. Excuse me, if you're watching on YouTube, I'm just trying to get my focus in here because I got to hold it with one hand. First and 10 from the Watertown 40. 18 seconds to go, third quarter. Roll out to the right for McNeil. Going to throw near sideline, complete to Juergens. He'll slide out of bounds at about the 35-yard line, and that will take us to the end of the third quarter. Juergens slow to get up there on the sideline. It'll be a gain of five, but Juergens still down on that Watertown sideline, and Watertown coaches, now the Watertown trainer, they're having a look. We're at the end of the third quarter. Watertown 35, Huron 0. Fourth quarter coming up after this community campus timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Review with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Tops? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
The Huron Eye Clinic is proud to sponsor the Huron Tigers. The doctors and staff at the Huron Eye Clinic are committed to providing quality service and products to their patients in Huron and surrounding areas. The Huron Eye Clinic offers comprehensive eye exams, contact lens exams, infant C screenings, LASIK consultations, ocular disease services, and pediatric eye care. Stop in at the office at 1288 Dakota Avenue South to make an appointment or call the Huron Eye Clinic today at 605-352-4188.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Well, Mason Juergens does walk off under his own power. We start the fourth quarter. Huron will have it second and five from the Watertown 35-yard line. Stay in the pistol here. Slot left, one receiver right on second and five for the Huron Tigers. Straight drop for McNeil. Looks right. Going to go far sideline. And that's going to be picked off, underthrown, intended for Elwine, and picked off by Nathan Briggs. Briggs coming to the near side. He'll be drugged down by Charlie Martin.
Intercepted by number three, Nathan.
So the first turnover of the game for the Huron Tigers, and Watertown will have the ball. First and 10 with 11:40 to go in the game, and pretty much in control here tonight.
I thought
I was losing everything there. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Piers defeated Spearfish 40-20. Early fourth quarter, Brookings 23, Tea Area 13. Late third quarter, Yankton 21, Aberdeen 0. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So Watertown takes over with 11:40 to go in the game. Actually, less than that now. We're down to 11 minutes to go by the time they snap the ball. First and 10 at their own 39-yard line. We have new personnel in there for Watertown. New quarterback, new running back, and the running back going to be caught for a loss back to the 32-yard line. Colby Hofer on the stop as he made the stop on Malik Decker.
By number 22, Colby Hofer.
He's going to lose about 4 yards on the play, we'll say. Second down and 14 from the 35-yard line. So second down here is Watertown in control. 10.5 minutes left in the game, and Watertown has now been subbing freely here. The new quarterback for Watertown is Caden Hamrick, a ninth grader. Double wing here on second down and 14. Now we have a whistle in Watertown, a timeout, either not enough guys on the field or something wrong. So Watertown uses the timeout they weren't really planning to. Timeout on the field, 35-0. Watertown leads early fourth quarter. You're on Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Brian J. Davidson, Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut up hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck, duck, goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Jeff Duffy, Dave Corcoran back in Watertown. That Huron Community Campus timeout. Remember, they have $40 credit hours for in-person classes at Huron Community Campus. Best value in higher education in South Dakota. Second and 14, Watertown has their JV unit in now to run out the rest of this game. Hand off up the middle, and again, nothing doing there for the tailback, Decker. Or excuse me, that was Randall, Brody Randall on the carry. Another loss on the play, and back to the 32, so that makes it third and about 17. Noah Owen, the ninth grader, getting some time in here again. As he gets the tackle, look like Nolan Staley had some assistance on that as well. Third and long, Watertown Arrows from their own 32-yard line. Mason Juergens is back on the field at his strong safety position. Trips right, one receiver left on third and long. And it looks like they're just trying to use some of the play clock. Here's the rollout to the right for Hemrick. Stops. Now he'll throw. Has a man open. It's complete. Going to be just short of the first down. Completes it, though, to number 10, Caden Corey. It's going to be fourth and about one for Watertown at the 48. So fourth and one. Gain of 16 on the play. Fourth and one, and Watertown looks like, well, they're changing some personnel. Yeah, looks like they will punt. As their punter coming on, Taylen Juergens. And Bubba Peterson, seeing if he should even go back. I don't think you're going to fake a punt at this stage of the game. So fourth and one from the 48, and Watertown will punt the ball. Peterson, not too far back, really. Juergens to punt for Watertown. High snap, but no rush. And he'll angle it off to the near sideline. Peterson watches go over his head. Going to bounce at the 10, then go on that infield dirt, and Watertown's going to down it at about the 5-yard line. Nice punt for Watertown, about 46, 47 yards. And the ball will turn over to Huron with 7:47 to go in the game. Watertown up 35-0. And Huron will have it deep in their own end of the field. First and 10. We'll call it right at the 5-yard line. Definitely in Corky's blind spot now.
I'm giving up on that one.
It's not great for me either, I'll say that much. First and 10 Huron from their own 5-yard line. We stay in with the first string offense. And McNeil, hand up straight ahead. That's Hulst. Keeps the legs churning. He's past the 10. Still churning, and he's going to be close to the 15. It'll be close to a first down. Looks like he'll be just short, second and one, after a gain of 9 for Landon Hulst.
I'm sorry for the Watertown Arrows. Ethan Postanelli.
Second down and one from the 14-yard line. Huron might be satisfied just to leave it on the ground with 6:40 left in the game. And handoff again straight ahead. That's Hulst. Turns the corner. He's got some room to the 25. Then knocked out of bounds far sideline near the 28 or so. That'll be a gain around 14 yards on the play and a first down for Huron. Huron does have 9 first downs in the game. 4 here in the second half. Gain of 14 and a first down for Huron at their own 28-yard line. So get it out of the bad field position. Stay in the pistol here on first and 10 from the 28. Third straight carry. This time Hulst is caught in the backfield. Going to be dropped for a 2-yard loss. In on the stop was Sawyer Knopf. Been calling his game some anyway. Going to lose a yard on the play. It'll be second and 11 for Huron back at the 27-yard line. Inside of 6 minutes to go in the game. And we're on the running clock. It'll only stop for a timeout, a score, or I believe an injury. Second and long for Huron from the 27-yard line. Stay in the pistol formation with McNeil. McNeil going to pitch it. The sweep coming left, but well defended by Watertown, just coming in and playing that perfectly, was Landon Lewis from his corner position. Nobody blocked him. He just saw it coming and just came in and said, made Landon come at him. He's going to lose maybe another yard on the play and set up a third and 12 back at the 26-yard line. So two runs have lost 2 yards. Inside of 5 minutes to go in the game. So Watertown on their way to the semifinals. They will host one last time, one last game here at Watertown Stadium a week from tomorrow. If it's Brookings, that'll be another first-time opponent this year. Brookings and Watertown did not play this season. Third and long for Huron. McNeil, low snap. He's back to pass. Want to get the screen going up the middle. Get it up the middle to Holfer, and he's going to get the first down. Been trying to run that a couple of times. That time we finally connected with it. Middle screen to Colby Holfer. And a first down for Huron up to the 41-yard line. That's a gain of 15 yards. 10th first down of the game for the Huron Tigers. Ball at the 41-yard line. First and 10 for Huron. Hand off straight ahead as Hulst runs into a guy. And a tackle made by Watertown, and evidently everybody really likes Nathan Randall, the senior. He got the tackle up the middle. No gain on the play. It'll be second down and 10. That got a big reaction from the sideline and also the home crowd here. From his nose, it'll be second and 10 for Huron. Stay in the pistol. Here's the handoff again. Hulst up the middle. Not much there again. He'll get a yard or two on the play.
Landon Hulst, number 15.
And it'll be third and long for Huron as we're at 3:15 to go in the game.
Number five, Cooper Kentway.
We'll give Hulst a yard on the play. His 24th carry. He's been a busy man tonight. Third and nine for Huron from the 42-yard line. And most likely is going to be two-down territory. You have nothing to lose at this point. Stay in the pistol and just going to hand. Nope, going to be a keeper for McNeil. Takes it far right, but gets upended on that edge. Well played over there by Cutler Swenson. The sophomore corners out there for Watertown have been playing well tonight as they've held the contain, and it's going to be fourth and 12 for Huron back at the 39-yard line. Again, wouldn't be surprised to see Huron just go for it here. Looks like the offense going to stay out there with 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Fourth and 12 for Huron from their own 39-yard line. Porish is left, Elwine is right, pistol formation. Straight drop for McNeil, flushed out of the pocket, looking, going to throw short, incomplete, and the ball will turn over on downs to the Watertown Arrows. 2 minutes to go in the game. My guess is Watertown can probably just take some knees here if they want and put this game in the books as the Arrows will go to the semifinals. And they will host one last game here at Watertown Stadium next Friday against either Brookings or T area. See what that game, where that game's at. Brookings leading 23-13 with 3 minutes to go in the game, and Brookings has the ball. Watertown taking a lot of time getting their offense out. Finally, the White Hat came over and says, you guys want to play? Because, well, we ran about 40 seconds off before Watertown even got up to the ball.
Well, the coaches go motion, you know, kind of, okay, guys, get out there, let's
go. I don't think we're really asking you to do much of anything here. As, yeah, it looks like, I think they're just going to take a knee here as getting back to take the shotgun is Caden Hemrick. He's got a back on each side of him, so today's victory formation perhaps. And, nope, they're actually going to run a play. And the running back's going to be swatted down by Huron's 78. Wilson Rivera's, I believe, on that stop. And now we maybe have time for one more snap. That was a loss of five on the play. Second down and 15, and presumably Watertown does have to snap it one last time. Then this game will be in the books. No, Watertown's just coming off the field. The official must have told him you can run out the clock without a snap, and that will end the game. The final, Watertown advances to the semifinals as they defeat Huron 35-0. Watertown Arrows are now 8-2. Huron sees their season come to end and end at 4-6. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame is next. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron, hot eats and cool treats.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Postgame Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repair, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll-free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Gary's Auto Glass post game as we come off that Huron Community Campus timeout. The Tigers fall here tonight to see their season end 35-0. Watertown, big plays the difference in this game, Corky. Five touchdowns, four of them were 48 yards or longer, and that's just why we just couldn't get these stops when we needed, especially in the first half when we're still at a chance.
Well, they just, you know, Watertown, big strikes there, you know, tough for the defense. Come back from those deals, and they were good. I mean, a lot of times, big runs like that, they just got out in the opening, and then it was on, the Jets were off, and here we go.
So now as you look ahead, I see Coach Strand is starting to break the huddle there. As we had seven seniors on the squad, and, you know, four of them were key performers here during the course of the season, really played a lot of football going back to when they first got organized. So, but still, when the good news about seven seniors is for next year, you got a lot of guys coming back. That sophomore class is big. Hopefully those guys stay with it. They stay interested and they stay out, because, you know, there's a lot of things to build on here now with this team this year.
Oh, exactly. And down the lower levels as well, you know, we got some good kids there. And they've made great strides from beginning to now. And we just need to keep them around. You know, hey, guys, there's good things to happen if you just stick with us here.
So the Huron Tigers fall here tonight by a score of 35-0. We'll open the door here. I'm not sure if I see Strand coming up here or not. There's a lot of hugs and stuff being exchanged out there on the field as, like I said, the seniors see their careers come to an end, and got some guys that put a lot of muscle into this program, and always hard when the season comes to an end. But really, when you look at it, we're for the fact that we got the playoffs, had a 4-4 record at one point, we got to be happy with the accomplishments this team needed made, especially with how green we were when this season began.
Well, exactly, they grew, and, you know, that's the thing that, you know, we forget from time to time. These are young kids, you know, and they're growing and they're understanding the game and learning from that. They're going to make mistakes, yes, but they learn from that every week. They got better and better, as we could see, as they went along this season. And that's fantastic. We grew a lot this year. And these seniors, you know what, you paved some ways for these younger kids to come up, and now and they just need to grab on what you made this year and take it to the next level.
Tigers fall here tonight, 35-0. Looks like Coach Strand is starting to make his way up here. We will pick our Sun Gold Sports player of the game. We'll give you all the stats, run things down here before we wrap things up at Watertown Stadium. We got to do a twister here to try to get everybody situated so Coach Strand can come up and visit as well. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes, come back and talk to Coach Strand. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports on Tiger.
Way to get supplement to your calves, check out Liquid Supplements, available from Dakota Land Feeds. They have a variety of options available to meet specific needs of your cattle and your operation. All their liquid supplements are made to order when you need them. Liquid supplements are easy to handle and have improved mixability compared to dry feed. Dakota Land Feeds is your only local feed dealer to manufacture liquid supplement right here in South Dakota. Dakota Land Feeds, your local feed source.
At Olympic Chevrolet in Huron, count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call them at 605-352-6411. See them at 500 4th Street Northeast in Huron, or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
Playing the game means bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back at Watertown Stadium, we continue our Gary Zell Auto Glass post game. That timeout brought to you by Huron Community Campus. They offer credits through Northern State University at Huron Community Campus. Head coach Drew Strand joins us here tonight. And coach, really what we talked about that we couldn't afford to happen did happen. We let Watertown get out early. They struck on those big plays, and it was just hard to recover from that.
Yep, I mean, they came out, you know, the big plays, I think, you know, that kind of hurt us, and then offensively, there was a couple of times where we went out, you know, a little quicker than what we should have. So, you know, I mean, understanding that stuff and just, you know, just fell short tonight with our guys.
You know, and, you know, I thought the fight was there. I thought we played the entire 48 minutes. You can't really complain about the effort from the guys. But, again, you know, just, you know, it just looked like we almost were a little bit deer in headlights there the first quarter and a half, where just, especially when they sprung that first big, those first two touchdowns, which were basically back-to-back with one of our possessions in between. Just, you know, we had a little bit of that deer of the headlight look from there. You know, instead of just saying, no, we need to settle down, we still have a lot of game to go, let's get ourselves back into it.
Yeah, I mean, I think the nerves definitely caught us a little bit right away. And having a lot of young guys, you know, on the team and starting this year, I think they're a little kind of shocked, you know, not seeing a team like Watertown and the size like that. But, you know, I thought our guys came out, you know, they did what they could and they fought, you know, hard, just like you said, the whole 48 minutes of the game, and never gave up no matter what the score was, and I'm super proud of them for that.
You know, and, you know, offensively, we tried to be a little more conservative. We took a few shots, didn't want to make mistakes. Bottom line is we knew with their line there wouldn't be a lot of time back there. There wouldn't be a lot of holes, but I know I saw a lot of shifting of tight ends that I had not seen all year.
Yep, I mean, we had to change the picture on them, you know, which definitely helped us out. You know, it got them into their just regular base defensive stuff, so they weren't able to just kind of line up and call what they call. So, you know, they made some adjustments and just started blitzing a little more out of their base defense, but it allowed them and it forced them to have to stay in their base defense. You know, I know early on at times there were some mismatches that we had, and then they just ended up staying in their base, which helped out our run game a little bit and us being able to move the ball. So, you know, maybe that's something we can look forward to in the future, maybe moving guys around a little bit just to get teams uncomfortable.
You know, and it's never fun when the you know, you get to the end of a season, the senior class of seven, you know, and a core of four that have been together since sixth grade, you know, that they, you know, you have Bubba Peterson, Colby Over. They were starting on defense from date, basically your first game as a head coach, and then, of course, expanded their duties as their careers went on. Colt McNeil actually played some defense for you as a sophomore before taking over as a quarterback. Logan Leindecker, a two-year starter as well. Those guys will be missed along with our other three seniors as well. By the way, Bubba Peterson will be our Sun Gold Sports Player of the Game. You can see he was playing with some fight out there, especially on defense. You know, it just seemed like there was a couple of times where it looked like they were one step away and Bubba was there.
Yep, I mean, he does a great job. You know, Bubba's done a fantastic job all season. I moved him around and kind of used him as a utility guy on offense, and he took on that role well for us. And being in defense, he did what he does, and he does it very well. I'm out there at the outside linebacker, so, you know, I know he doesn't get a lot of praise for a lot of it, you know, all the time, but he's a guy that, you know, offensively, you know, it's tough when you get thrown into all these different positions, and he goes in wherever asked and doesn't throw a fit about it. So, you know, hats off to him and just that whole senior group. You know, they've been kind of the core of the young pups that I took in right away when I started. So, you know, this core group, and you know, I'm super proud of them for those guys that stuck it out, you know, out of the senior group that we ended with. And they just did a fantastic job of showing up every day and just doing what we asked them and really starting to change, you know, the offensive and defensive system for Huron football and really kind of making it kind of turn up from here.
So wrap it up with this. We'll have more talk here down the road here in the next couple of weeks on the future. You know, we have everybody coming back on the D-line. The big thing is get guys out for sports. Get guys out for track. If you're not out for a sport, be in that weight room. I know you got a lot of committed guys. You like that sophomore class. Yeah, that's one of our bigger classes we have. We just need to hang on to those. Get a new core set up here. Bring some younger kids up into the mix as well. But you know the like I was saying to Corky right towards the end of the game, the good news about a senior class where you only have seven out, that means you got a lot of guys back.
Yep, I mean we'll have a lot of guys coming back, and hopefully they kind of remember this feeling from tonight and kind of learn from that, and it kind of drives them all summer long in the off season. And whether they go play another sport or hit the weight room, you know, they got to do something, and hopefully they can continue to do that. It's nice having these multi-sport athletes out here on the field with us, you know, just to see how much they progress and change and move. So hopefully we can just continue to grow on this. And, you know, I think this group has a bright future ahead of them, and hats off to the seniors for this year for, you know, they really took them under their wing and kind of showed them the ropes. And now, you know, these guys are starting to fit in and really play well.
Drew Strand, head coach of the Tigers. Tigers fall here tonight. Season ends at 4-6, 35-0. Watertown wins. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes. Run down the stats. Wrap it up here on Dakota Sports.
The fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Godfather's Pizza of Huron offers dine-in, carry-out, or fast delivery every day of the week. For delivery or carry-out, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza. Give them a call, 352-6925.
As your child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porsche a call today. See the best.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Here on Community Campus Timeout. Remember, here on Community Campus offers $40 credit hours for in-person classes, the best value in higher education in South Dakota at Huron Community Campus. Here's the post-game stats. Watertown wins it 35-0. They got on the board just a minute 37 into the game. It was a third and short, and Spencer Wenches from the fullback just broke through. I wasn't sure he's ever touched. 48-yard touchdown. Extra point good, 7-0. Huron did drive into Watertown territory before they stalled out, and on the first play after Huron turned it over, it was a 67-yard touchdown pass to Mitch Olson. I believe that was from Marcus Pitkin, the backup quarterback, 14-0 halfway through the first quarter. Then Watertown drove again, and on the first play of the second quarter, Pitkin took it in from 2 yards out, 21-0, 6 seconds into the second quarter. Watertown then scored midway through the second quarter on an 80-yard run by Wenches, and we went into the halftime locker room 28-0. Final score of the game for Watertown came on a 67-yard pass, second to Olson. And that was from Pitkin again. Mitch Olson with the catch, 35-0. And that was midway through the third quarter, and we went on runtime the rest of the way, and the Arrows pick up the win. Watertown, well, I thought I added that up again. Oh, yeah, I did. 167, no, that's not quite right. Anyway, here's what they had for rushing. I didn't total up all the running or the team rushing yards. Trayton Hemrick, who started at running or at quarterback but left in the first half, he had the 3 carries for 9 yards. Marcus Pitkin had 3 carries for 24, all in the first half. Spencer Wenches, 4 carries, 137 yards, all in the first half. Marcus Fossum had 4 carries for 6 yards. A couple other guys late in the game had 3 carries for minus 12. Throwing the ball and 2 different quarterbacks, 5 of 7, 165 yards, and the 2 touchdowns. For the Huron Tigers, running the ball, 87 yards, 78 through the air. Running the ball, Colton McNeil had 6 carries for 8 yards. Landon Hulse, 24 carries, 78 yards. Bubba Peterson, 2 carries for 1 yard. Throwing the ball, Huron collectively was 11 of 25 for 78 yards. Anderson Porish, 1 for 1 for 24 yards. The rest goes to Colton McNeil. Obviously no touchdowns on that. Huron had 10 first downs in the game. They did move the ball and did have a time of possession advantage. Defensively for Watertown, Caden Decker, 5 tackles, 2 assists. Braden Kleinsasser, 5 tackles. 6 tackles for Sawyer Knopf, 4 tackles and assists. Cooper Cutwig, 4 tackles for Nathan Briggs. For Huron, Oakley Anderson, 4 tackles and an assist. Colby Hofer, 4 tackles and assist. Bubba Peterson, our player of the game, 3 tackles and an assist. 3 tackles and an assist. Sean Messimore, 3 tackles for Charlie Martin. Those are the defensive stats. Lastly, we'll do a final Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. And get Corky to turn on his phone. Too much stuff here. Yeah. 11AA, again, Watertown beats Huron 35-0. Pier doubled up Spearfish 40-20. Brookings defeated T Area 23-13. Brookings will come here to Watertown in a semifinal next week. And Yankton about to close out Aberdeen. They'll host Pier next Friday night as Yankton up on Aberdeen 21-6. 11AAA doesn't want to move. There we go. Sioux Falls Lincoln shut out Rapid City Central 44-0. Harrisburg 63, Roosevelt 6. Brandon Valley 35, Sioux Falls Washington 6. And midway through the fourth quarter, Jefferson leads O'Gorman 31-13. In 11A, Lennox shut out Canton 50-0. Sioux Falls Christian 58, Rapid City Christian 23. Del Rapids Edge Dakota Valley 17-6. West Central defeated Madison 14-6. 11B, Sioux Valley 41, Morebridge 7. Winner defeated Woonsocket, Wessington Springs, Sanborn Central 44-0. Elk Point Jefferson 41, Clark Willow Lake 8. And St. Thomas More held off came from behind and defeated Mount Vernon Plankinton 38-34. 9AA, Elkton Lake Benton 46, Hanson 21. Late in the game, Parkston 40, Leola Frederick 6. Late in the third quarter, Hamlin 49, Viberg Hurley 20. And late in the game, Freeman Academy leads Hill City 36-26. In 9A, game we had on KOKK, Wolsey Wessington 56, Dupree 28. Wolsey Wessington will travel to Wall in the 9A semifinals next week. Wall defeated Castlewood 62-12. Also in 9A, Warner 37, Phillip 8. And Howard defeated Ipswich 54-0. Finally, in 9B, Del Rapids St. Mary shut out Kadoka 36-0. Sully Buttes 36, Corsica Stittney 6. Canastota edged Avon. Avon, the defending champ, goes down. Canastota wins 16-8. And late in the game, Falkton leads Coleman Egan 28-20. Falkton has the ball, and that's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So, Corky, another football season in the books for us. Wrestling still about 6 weeks away, but it would, you know, from where we were to where we are, I think everybody's got to be happy with how this has come out, because the inexperience we had, especially along the O-line and D-line, not a lot of guys back, you know, total that had a significant varsity time. This team, this is probably the team that I've seen improve the most from beginning to end in several years for Huron Tiger football.
And they did. They looked fantastic. You know, they had a great year. They've done a lot of good things. Every game they grew, you know, and got a little better at this and got this down. They got more confidence in themselves. And that's huge. You got to believe in yourself and the guy right next to you. You got to get together every day, go through practice like that, and these kids did great. So it's a tough when you end up this way. As seniors, it's always tough. The younger kids, you know, you got some experience this year. Now you take advantage of that. You got to get in the weight room. That's a big thing. We got these other kids to stick with us, and there's great things to come if they just would stick with us, and Coach Strand and the staff will get some things done.
Watertown wins it, the final, 35-0. I guess we say so long one last time here from Watertown Stadium as well. Watertown will have their new football facility open in time for next season. That's everything I've been told, so looking forward to seeing that here someday. We're not scheduled to play Watertown next year, just like this year. So, but again, we'll say goodbye and good riddance to Watertown Stadium.
Well, exactly. I'm going to miss a thing here, that's for sure.
Final, Watertown 35, Huron 0. This has been a big thank you to Nathaniel, by the way, back at the studio for keeping us on the air. Thanks, Big Nate. This has been a presentation.